What kind of images come to your mind when you think of September? You may say pumpkin spice latte, leaves starting to change, kids going back to school, Labor Day. I don't know. Mom's birthday. I don't, whatever your idea of September is. Well, if you lived in Panama City Beach, especially back in 2009, one thing that would for sure come to mind would be Bike Week. Yeah, it was a big deal down in Panama City, man. That's where I first started my very first morning show. I know we've talked about this segment before, but I found in my archives the very first edition of Jail or No Jail. Jail or No Jail, where we try to guess, have these bikers been to jail all based on their tattoos? It's so funny as we fumble through this segment, and you'll get it in a moment in Kramer history today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What up? What's going on? Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. In case you're new, this is a podcast that's based in three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
The question was asked, was there any drama while I was on my trip with my family? I always say I can only last about 4 days with my family. I don't know about you, but I feel like everyone kind of feels this way where, like, if you're not used to being around your family so much, maybe your family lives, you know, far away or you don't see them often, you probably have a breaking point too where you're just kind of like, okay, like enough is enough, right? Eileen, actually, one of our favorites, was one that asked the question on the Facebook page. And I guess I didn't get back into that. Was there any drama while we were in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
And typically I said it would be Dramaggie, who is my dramatic sister, Maggie, or it'd be my dad. Like, both of them have the potential of making things very dramatic. And I can only say that the drama has only started since I got back from Baltimore. It literally just happened like 2 seconds ago. And like, it's like, I think old people forget that, like, we adults have like full days of shit to do, and like your priorities are not the biggest thing in the world. But when we were in Georgia, Mom, did you feel like there was any drama? I only remember one time that my dad stormed off about something.
He did?
Yeah, he was just like, no, he came in and he was like, all right, it's time to shut things down. You need to, it was the day before your birthday party. Remember? And he was like, you got a busy day tomorrow. And like, we're not all 40 plus year old people in there. Real people. Like, we don't, you know, do that.
Yeah, I remember that. We were all watching something. Yeah.
We were watching a movie and it was like 9 o'clock. And like, my dad walked in the room from his bedroom. He's like, y'all know we got a busy day tomorrow, right? And we were like, okay. But like, honestly, that wasn't even that for the Yancey family. That wasn't even really that much drama.
No.
Dad actually was probably the most well-behaved I think I've ever experienced with him.
He's taking CBD.
I told my mom that, like, I noticed a change in my dad. Like, he doesn't seem as cuckoo as usual. Usually he just gets like super uptight about stuff, and it's just somehow drama pops up. But that was the only time that I noticed anything, which I felt like was pretty good. There were actually a couple different times where I was kind of expecting him to be all crazy, and he didn't get crazy.
Right.
Dramaggie. Here's the thing with Dramaggie. As long as her husband is around.
Yeah.
And I think this probably goes for a lot of people. As long as their partners are around. Like, do you have a brother or sister that acts that way? Like, their partner's there and like they're fine. Their partner's not there and they're like complete cuckoo brain. do you feel that way, Mom? Like, when John is there, I feel like the drama is kept at bay. Like, yeah, she doesn't revert to 10-year-old Maggie. Like, when you've got a person there, it's almost like you don't revert to like that childhood. Because it's funny, when you get back together with your family, especially when you don't see them all the time, it's like the same way I feel about when I get back with Dan, my best friend. I don't know if you agree with this, but it's almost like you revert back to like how, like the time of life that like you knew these people from, no matter who it is, right? So like for my family, it kind of hops back into like the family dynamic, probably like a middle school or high school,
right?
Where, you know, my dad is in charge. My mom just kind of takes care of everybody. Maggie's all dramatic. And my brother's just doing some weird stuff. And did you notice any drama, though, actually at while I was in Atlanta?
No, none. Nope.
I'll tell you. So drama has gone. This is like,
I know somebody's going to be able to appreciate this story because I know that some of your parents are also like, what is it about people when they get old where they just don't realize that like the world doesn't revolve around their issues? And I don't know if all people are this way, but I feel like they are, because I feel like even my mom is a pretty understanding person, will, and not even like a nagging way, yeah, but will be like, it doesn't matter what it is. Let's just say that like this kind of goes back to like the Evite situation of 2 weeks ago, right? So in case you weren't here, my dad decided that he needed to send out an Evite for my mom's
Maggie 40th. Did.
I don't know. I think dad sent it out.
Oh. No, so, dad would not know how to send out an Evite.
Well, dad had like the list.
Gotcha. He may have asked Maggie to do it. Yeah.
So he was like every day he'd be like, did you, he text me, or did you RSVP yet on the Evite? I'm like, Dad, no, like that's not, like that's literally the least of my priorities is signing the damn Evite. He's like, but people want to know, like, keep in mind, this is like 90% of people that are there are like my immediate family, like
right,
people that I just left the house with in the first place, right, to go to this restaurant for my mom's birthday. And then the other 10% of people don't probably give a shit that I'm there or not. Honestly, they don't care. So my dad thinks though, but it's true, right? Like it's not like I'm getting a lifetime achievement award or something. And like,
yeah, but they don't get to see you often.
The people need to know if they need to add my name to the program or not. Like, this is literally my mom's 70th birthday party that like 15 people are at. Anyway, so here's a new one. Here's my new dad drama for the week is, so when I pack for Atlanta, I pack very light because I don't like to pay the luggage fees. And that actually bit me in the ass. I didn't tell you all that story at all.
Oh, no.
I try to pack everything in a backpack, especially when I go to Atlanta, because I know my parents have laundry and, you know, a washer and dryer. My dad does laundry almost every day anyway. So I can just, you know, wash clothes almost every day and it's no big issue, you know, because I'm not really going anywhere. So it doesn't really matter. So I come downstairs and there's a basket of my clothes that I, on the very last day, then they're clean. I pack back up and I put them in my bag and, you know, get back to Baltimore. Well, maybe 24 to 36 hours after I get back in town, I get a text from my dad and he's like, do you have my black shorts? And like, obviously there's like, I didn't look, but there's, I'm like at work. You know what I mean? It's like 8:30 in the morning. And like, I have I don't know. Like, I don't know. And I just said, no, I don't have them. Cause like, who cares? It's a pair of black. Like, if I have them, obviously I'll let you know, but like, I'm not gonna, like, it's not that big a deal. It's a pair of black shorts, you know? Uh-huh. So then, about maybe 5 hours after that, he's like, are you sure? Are you sure you don't have them? Will you check? And then I didn't really check because I was like, no, I don't have them. Like, I just, it's not, again, I'm doing a million things. I don't have time to like go through I hadn't unpacked my bag at that point. Well, finally, the next day, I think that was like Thursday or whatever, I had unpacked my bag. And that's when I noticed I actually did have his pair of shorts. So I texted him. I said, I have your shorts. I'll send them to you. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, great. Y'all, it couldn't have been 5 hours later. Like 5 hours. Like, literally, did you send them yet? And I'm like, no, I didn't send them. I literally have not left my house since the last time we talked. And then so Monday was it Monday or Sunday? I don't remember. So like 2 days later, he texts me. He's like, did you send them yet? And I was like, no, I haven't sent them yet. He's like, I hope that you'll put a high priority or something like high. We hope you'll send this with a high priority. I'm like, It's a pair of shorts. Like, literally, it's a pair of shorts. So literally before we record the podcast, like, we're over here, my mom and I are just chit-chatting about what we're going to talk about on the show. And my dad walks in. He's like, is Steven on? And my mom's like, yeah. He's like, did you send my shorts yet? Like, it's one of two of my favorite pair. The shorts can wait. I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to get to the UPS store.
Yeah, he was tearing his closet apart. He was going through the drawers. He was, you know, going, he went down, looked under your bed. I mean, He was looking everywhere. He wanted me to go look behind him. I was like, okay. And I kind of halfway looked because this happens a lot. And then, I mean, everything always turns up, right?
Yeah.
And so he came to the conclusion that you had to have them. And I said, yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. Well, there. I mean, he's got umpteen thousand pairs of shorts. This is true. But they are hit one of two pair that he favors. So I said, well, you'll just have to wash your other one pair every day until I get back.
So I got a high priority. It's not about running a top podcast or
it's not about your job.
Extremely high pressure radio show. Just trying to get a little bit of sleep in between. I literally have to make sure these shorts get there with haste.
Mm-hmm.
With absolute haste.
Snap,
so the answer
snap.
Is no. Yeah, the drama did not kick in until I got back. All in all, I give Jimmy Mac an A.
Yeah.
I give Dramaggie an A. I think everyone was on their best behavior.
They were.
And the Yancey family had very, very little drama.
Yeah. And a good time.
It was a good time. We'll do our mom tent for the week. If you're new to the show, mom tent is what we do on Wednesdays, and it's my mom's content. When we first started this podcast, she would always send me all these articles or websites. Let's talk about that. Literally, it was like if you want an analogy, remember like back in, was it analogies? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Back on like the SATs where like this is to that, is this was to that.
Uh-huh.
Like my dad is to shorts as my mom is to sending me articles that we should talk about on the podcast.
That's right.
Remember that, Mom?
That's
like,
a
this
good
is no
one.
Joke.
That's a
it's
good
no
one.
It's no joke. Mm-hmm. Like it was literally so many articles and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Here's the deal. And it's nice. It's very nice. I don't want to come across like I was not appreciative because I was, especially when we first got started, you know.
Yeah.
It was a little messy over here trying to get. I remember, man, I would sit here.
I don't have
for,
much life content that's of
you
interest.
You do. That's the thing is like you do. It's so funny. My mom is like, doesn't think that anything goes on. Like, for example, literally the other day, she was like, I got nothing happened today. Not one thing happened of any interest whatsoever. She always just gives me like bullet points, but like not things that make her feel anything. So it's like, I just went to my book club and then I came home. And I'm like, and I did call FedEx because I thought that they had sent me the package, but then they told me that it was actually the marketing photo that I sent. That's a funny story. That was a funny, like she acted like that. Like, she, like you should have come busted in the door being like, I got a story for today. You ain't gonna believe this one. That was funny. That's why I don't believe her when she says there's nothing going on. Cause I'm like, All right, it'll come out. It'll come out somewhere in mid podcast, I guess.
If I talk long enough, she'll come up with something.
I know. So anyway, so mom tent is my mom's best favorite thing that she saw on the internet this week. And we call it mom tent. So here we go. What is it, Mom?
I think it's funny. This is from BuzzFeed and it's little white lies that parents used to tell their kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So we make up all sorts of little crazy stuff. And these are really quite funny. The first one is hysterical to me. I once found a tube of lube on my mom's dresser and asked her what it was. She told me it was cherry chapstick and then rubbed it on her lips. I was like 12 and read the label afterwards.
Yeah, 12's a little old to be.
Oh my God.
To be making up stories like that because that's just, at some point, these kids, we figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, we get it after a while. There's nothing you can say or do to fool us.
Uh-uh. Maggie was playing with one of her little good friends one time and they found her parents' sex toys in the closet and they were like, oh. What is all this? They were like 7 or 8.
Yeah. I'm very thankful that I've never experienced that kind of situation.
I am too, honey.
Yeah. All right. What's another
one?
My
mother told me that energy drinks kill your eggs so you can't have babies. Oh, God.
That may actually be true.
What?
I don't know. You know, I was watching a TikTok the other day. This scares me. If you guys drink those Monsters or Red Bulls or whatever, I saw a TikTok, which I put about 50% stock. I always say, do your research before you just go blindly trusting TikToks. But this woman was telling a story about how her,
her dad was like 52 or something and just died of a heart attack or something. Oh. I think instant heart attack. And basically his blood had thickened.
Mm.
Like they went back and they tested, like his blood's like really thick.
Mm.
And they were like, that happens when you drink too many energy drinks or Red Bulls. And I'm like,
wow.
I didn't know that's a thing. So maybe not be your ex, but literally it could kill you. But I don't think that's a bad lie to tell people, honest to God. Mm. I ended up going to the doctor one time because I drank because y'all know me, I'm already crazy enough. But then when I add caffeine to my life, I don't drink a lot of caffeine because it makes me cuckoo. But I drank a off-brand 5-hour energy shot. Mm. This is back in Panama City. And like for the next 48 hours, I literally thought I was having a heart attack. I literally thought I couldn't really breathe right. Mm-hmm. And my heart was just racing.
Yeah.
I literally went to the doctor and they had to run like a little, you know, those little pads on your chest and everything.
Yeah.
She's like, I think you just drank too much caffeine. Maybe cut back. I was like, okay.
God,
all right, what else?
They are dangerous, though. There is truth.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I don't know. That's not a terrible lie.
No. My mother told me if I made an ugly face, the wind would change and I'd get stuck that way forever. Well, the joke was on her because I said, is that what happened to you? Oh, you're a little smart aleck kid.
Why is that a thing? Why did y'all tell us that if we like, because was it when I rolled my eyes? I think that's what it was.
I think your eyes would get stuck.
Yeah, that your eyes would get stuck. Why was that a thing?
I don't know.
You know what I mean, though?
Uh-huh.
Y'all told me, I feel like every parent, maybe not every parent, but I felt like my, you know, my parents would tell me that, like, if you're not careful that your eyes will get stuck
up in the top of your head.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's scary. All right. I don't like that too much, but all right. All right, give me another one.
My aunt and her friends told me their cigarettes smell funny because they were American cigarettes, but it was weed. They were smoking weed.
Must have been somebody from a different country.
I think that's pretty clever, actually.
I don't remember weed until I was – actually, the first time I remember ever smelling marijuana was at a Dave Matthews concert when I was probably a freshman in high school, which like I had no business going to a Dave Matthews concert in freshman year of high school, Mom. That was a poor parenting decision. But but I just remember being like, what in the world is so stinky? Like I had no reference point at all, you know, of like of like what that could have been.
Right. So
maybe not a terrible lie to tell your kids either. All right, let's do two more.
Okay. My mother used to tell me that Santa knew if we were bad because he was watching us through the light and the smoke detectors.
That's good.
That is a good one, isn't it?
I like that one.
I like that one too.
Y'all need to use that one. Uh-huh. That's smart. I like
I'm not mad about that at all,
actually. I feel like that's pretty damn intelligent, actually. I like that. All right, give me one more.
My mom told us when we swallowed our gum, our butt cheeks would stick together.
Why are also so many lies about gum?
I know you're not supposed to swallow it.
I don't think that actually does anything bad to you.
No,
but like poor gum got such a bad. Let's do some Googling here.
It's I'm a sure bad ever, rap.
all of us were told. Let's see. Do you? Can you? Can you?
I've never actually thought about that, honestly.
Digest.
Why you can't swallow your gum?
No, you can. You can.
But why is it bad for you? I've always thought it was bad for you.
Oh, wait. Okay, so here we go. We're talking to the Mayo Clinic here. So this is pretty. Oh, my God.
It's a pretty good resource.
If you swallow your gum, it's true that your body can't digest it.
Oh.
But the gum doesn't stay in your stomach. It moves relatively inact through your digestive system and is excreted in your stool. How about that?
Wow.
You were only half lying to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, that's not, that's, I didn't know. I know. I thought for some reason digestion is fine, but there you go. There's the truth from our parental lies that we're having to now deal with later on in therapy. The only thing I could, do you remember a lie that you told me, Mom, like back in the day?
I'm sure I told you lies around Santa. I'm sure I told you lies around Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, all of those things.
Yeah. Just in case there are kids listening, there lies about, you know, them not being real. They're obviously very real.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Of course they are.
Very real. So yes. Don't let other kids tell you that because it's a complete yes. lie. Liars. Yes. Those That's are the right. liars, not anybody else.
That's right.
Another thing I remember is as a kid, this wasn't really a lie, but it was more of a, we were actually joking about this the other day, is that my coolest cousin, Greg, was, he was, how, what's the age difference between us? 10 years?
He's 51 now.
So he's like, yeah, he's like 10, yeah. 10, 12 years 12 older years than us. Older. Uh-huh. So he was like, you know, when I was 10, he was like 21. Right. That's so cool. He had a That's Jeep. Right. He worked at the movie theater. Yeah. Like, I just thought he was like the coolest guy ever. Right. And, he, cause there's nothing, by the way, there's, when you're a kid, there's no cooler job in the world. At least, I mean, I'm sure nowadays there's way cooler jobs. Like when you didn't have like the outside world,
uh-huh.
you know, like the internet and everything like kids right. have nowadays, like the absolute coolest job anybody could have. Was working in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Like, your dad worked like, in a movie theater.
I know. Yeah. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was such a cool job. So every year, you know, Santa would come and I would always wake up super early because like, what the hell? Why would nobody else want to wake up early and see what we got for Christmas gifts? Like, mm-hmm. what else, what would be more important than that? I think like, sleep is not more important than that. Mm-hmm. So I
you would be up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, just couldn't yeah. stand it any longer. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
everybody they, what, to get up.
Mm. What Greg came up with this idea and told my parents to do is to actually just set my clock back a couple hours. Because how would I know the difference? Like if I looked over, because the rule was like, don't get up until 5 or whatever. Right. Out of bed till 5 or maybe it's 6. Maybe don't get out of bed till 6.
Yeah.
But then so what they did was they set the clock an hour ahead. So it was really 7 or 8 or whatever it was. And like, I was so deceived. Like, I think I'm still having trust issues because of that.
You like, were why would really y'all do that? Upset about that.
I just trusted the clock blindly. Like, why would y'all, like, what in the world?
Because you know? You'd probably been watching the clock for 3 hours.
It probably. Why, what's more important than going to see your
Poor
Christmas
baby.
Gifts?
Baby. You know?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's so mean.
Aww. Sorry. That was right, fun we'll for us, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was, but it wasn't for me.
Oh, my God. Thank the Lord.
Oh, let's do our quote for today.
Okay. Again, it's from Queen Elizabeth. When life seems hard, the courageous do not lie down and accept defeat. Instead, they are all the more determined to struggle for a better future. I think she was pretty much the epitome of that. She went through some really hard times during her time. But yeah, it's true, right? I mean, when life kicks us in the butt, we have to get up and face whatever it is that has knocked us down and figure out a way to move ahead. Get some help if we need it, whatever it takes, but we can't just lie down. Mm-mm.
Two things. Number one, I asked the question yesterday, you know, do you really care about Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah. What do people say about that?
And I got a bunch of text messages and DMs. I haven't gone through phone calls yet. So there may be some at the end of the show too.
Okay.
But what I found is that the older the person, the more they cared.
Mm, that makes sense.
I don't know why does that make sense?
Because we've been a part of her life longer than you have. I mean, like I said, she was the queen for as long as I've lived.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get it.
So we
I get
have
that.
We have some sort of history with her. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we knew Longer. About her growing up and, you know, we've kind of followed her.
Yeah.
Even from afar.
Right.
So, yeah. But you all don't have any experience of her or really knowing much about her
it just,
until she
it
was
just
older.
Didn't. It just didn't, I don't know. The whole thing just didn't really strike me emotionally.
Yeah.
Like Bob Saget to me was way more devastating than the Queen of England.
For the
you
same
know?
Reason.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
But it just, I don't know how it impacted you guys anymore. It's not like, I don't know. There's just like, what connection do you have to the Queen of England? Again, it's very, for those that are suffering because of this, I can only imagine like, mm-hmm. you know, if one of my favorite presidents was president for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But like if any leader of any other country died
mm-hmm.
that I had no direct connection with that country, mm-hmm. it wouldn't affect me. I wouldn't like if the, you know, the leader of Zimbabwe died, like, would anyone care? And again, 96, she had a great legacy. I get it for the, and I get it for everyone over there, and they should be upset. They should be mourning and everything else. They should be. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering why anyone in America truly, truly, truly cares about that.
Well, and what about when people like Gandhi died, Nelson Mandela, you know, other world leaders that we have known of and that have been great.
Yeah, maybe I just don't really know. And again, maybe if I watched The Crown, I would get it more. Yeah. I'd understand it better. I don't know anything about her. I don't. Yeah. She is a stranger to me.
Yeah.
Other than just by title. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It's how I felt about Princess Diana too, to be honest with you.
Mm.
And I know her story is very tragic, and I felt, yes. I feel for that story.
Right.
It's very sad.
Right. And you can feel for her sons now too, because you can connect to that.
Yeah.
How you would feel that had happened to
your
mom.
I don't know
that
I would feel any differently about them versus anyone else that lost their mom. Like I feel the same way about you. You know, I feel more you that you lost your mom so young than I do for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I guess
anyway, I wish I did. I wish I had a personal connection. I guess I'm just trying to figure out for those that do feel so moved by it.
Yeah.
What are we missing? Number two. Today I was interviewed for a trade magazine for radio about our 2-year contract extension. And I gave him a quote because I was really thinking about like how I really felt about being in Baltimore for 2 more years. Like, how did I really feel about just about the job situation? So I really wanted to like answer this question authentically because most people just play the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're just like, I would like to thank, this has been such a, they literally all go like this. I'm so thankful for the company for giving me the opportunity, blah, blah, blah. It literally is like rinse and repeat everybody's quote. So I was like, you know, I really want to answer. I don't want to just give like whatever answer Odyssey wants me to say. I want to give like an authentic answer on this, you know, like who cares? I don't, if they read it and they don't like it, whatever. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I really was like, I started thinking about, cause you're talking about like get back up and like do it. And like, we got to remember how the story started, how Certified Mama's Boy even started. Right. Was like, I got knocked on my ass.
Right.
Something really bad happened. Some shady shit went down. Mm-hmm. People turned their backs on me, talk shit behind my back, wanted to do anything to protect themselves and their job. So instead of doing the right thing, they did the, you know, well, it's just that they were their own priority. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Right. We moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bad. Like it sucked because worked really hard at that last job. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Like I feel actually read you the quote that I said. I just feel like, I don't know, I genuinely feel support. So this is what I said. This is the quote that I gave him. I said, I don't say this because it sounds like a good quote to print, but I'm truly honored to be creating great radio with a talented partner and with a staff that allows us to grow and be 100% creative. Thank you to the city of Baltimore and Tracy, my GM, and Tom and our consultant and the whole Odyssey team. That was just the part they used. But I was like, I feel like I'm really glad that I gave this one more shot. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. I'll probably get fired tomorrow. But like, I've really enjoyed my professional time in Baltimore. I really have. I've really enjoyed putting on this radio show with Jess.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, but I'm glad that I did it. We've been talking way too much. So let's take a break.
Okay.
All right, we need 7 more certified fans this month. It is my mom's birthday month. She'll be 70 this year.
Woohoo!
And we're trying to see if we can get 7 more people to become certified fans to help support the show. Mom, do you want to explain what a certified fan is?
Yeah, they're the awesome people that support us financially with $6 a month, and they become a member of our Fan Fam Facebook page, and they get discounts on merch. They get Mama Text. They are the first for any exciting news. They get the first broadcast. And they get a shout out on a show and our Facebook page.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you want to support us for $6 a month, you can text the word FANS, F-A-N-S, to 888-CRAMER-8. Mom, let's actually send out a bonus mama text this week. You want to?
Sure.
Let's do it just for certified fans.
Okay.
We have had 3 people that have joined us, and we're super thankful for that. Michelle S. is coming back to us. Michelle, we lost you, and now you're back. The problem is if you come and you leave, it doesn't give me the opportunity to go back and update your number. Like, it's not like it doesn't like reactivate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you credit though, because you're back. What's up? So happy to have you here. Yeah. Michelle S. is from Chula Vista, and that's in California, and probably knows me from Channel 933, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And just super thankful for you. Originally, certified fan number 80. So we're going to give you that one, okay? Certified fan number 80.
Okay.
You've been with us since the 5th day we even had certified fans. I'm not sure when you left us, but now you're back, and we're super thankful.
We're super thankful.
So this episode is dedicated to the returning Michelle S.
Okay.
Let's give her a whoop whoop.
Okay. Whoop whoop to Michelle S. We're glad you're back. Don't ever leave again.
Hoping we can find 7 more people that listen to this podcast. And y'all, we have thousands of people that listen to this podcast. So I know there's somebody that's listening right now. Like, you know, I like this podcast. And I know that like it's been the commercials have been a little light this week if you haven't noticed. Maybe you can help us out with just with $6 a month. Text the word fans in honor of my mom's birthday. FANS. 888-CRAMER-8. And that's going to do it for you today, Mom. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. All right. A moment in Kramer history. This is where we look back at my radio career and we laugh about just some of the dumb stuff we used to get away with. Honestly, this was genius. This is a genius idea. I don't know if I came up with this or I stole this from another radio station, but every September, I think it was every April and every September, there was Bike Week in Panama City Beach where we first started our morning show. And we had this idea, or I stole it, to do a segment called Jail or No Jail, where we would send Miguel Fuller out to like the biker bar during Bike Week and ask people with tattoos to describe their tattoos, and then we would try to guess had they been to jail or not. Well, this is the very first time we did this segment. It was this week back in 2009, and I was genuinely happy with this segment. This how everything played out. It was the timing. This is gold. This is gold.
All right, welcome to Jail or No Jail.
Oh! Wow.
This game is very simple, and you can play it from home, so bear with us this morning. This may be the corniest thing I've ever done. We'll find out. We realize that people's tattoos say a lot about them, and that I think that just by the outer appearance of some people, you can tell if they have been to jail. Now, I'm not talking about a butterfly tattoo on like your lower back, or maybe like a little teddy bear on your ankle or something, or a rose tattoo, okay? I'm talking about... There are some tattoos that are just hard.
Yes.
And you know that person is a hard person.
Yep.
And usually, just by the person's tattoos, you should be able to tell, did they go to jail? Have they ever been in jail once in their life or not? Mm-hmm. We sent Miguel Fuller out to Newbies to talk to some local bikers.
Yeah. To see if they had indeed been incarcerated or not.
So how we'll do this is we will have Miguel's interview with these people, mm-hmm, actually asking about their tattoos, mm-hmm, okay? They'll ask about their tattoos and what they look like. They'll describe them. Then we're going to ask the age-old question, jail or no jail, okay? Mm-hmm. Jail or no jail, and then we'll find out, all right?
So the first person I talked to, this nice young woman, her name is Sam.
Okay.
And so this is Mia asking her to describe her tattoo.
Sam, describe to me the tattoo that you have.
Oh my gosh, you're drunk. Sam!
Listen, it was after...
I felt like you were about to say, like, why don't you love me, Sam?
It was 1 a.m.
That comes a little later.
Okay, sorry. One more time.
Sam, describe to me the tattoo that you have.
I have a flower on my ankle.
Okay. What type of flower is it?
I don't know. Whatever the dude wanted to do.
Oh.
Is it a lilac or is it a sunflower?
It's a red flower.
Ooh, nice. I like that. I
sound like you're about to be in a love-in.
Like, what the hell just happened? You are so intoxicated in this segment.
I think she may be my, I don't know.
I think she was the, I know.
Whatever.
No, I think she was sober. I think she was annoyed with Miguel. Okay, Holly, let me ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Jail or no jail? Just by a simple, it looks like a rose, ankle rose tattoo, man.
But she let somebody else put it on.
Right?
She didn't know.
Yeah. I'm going to say no jail.
I'm going to say no jail as well. Let's find out.
Now tell me this question. Have you been incarcerated before?
Never.
Thank you.
Woo! Very nice.
I
Very
feel like
nice.
I won $1 million.
Close. You're close. Two people to go.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. So then the next person, I went up to Crystal. She seems like she was having a grand old time. And so I just had to ask Crystal if to describe her tattoo.
I have 13 dolphins around my ankle
and a pineapple.
Now, do you know what a pineapple means, right?
No.
Yes.
It means that you are a swinger. Is that true?
No.
Miguel, what is wrong with you?
I want more of these. Yeah, this is my favorite new segment.
Yeah, this segment is going horrible, except for the fact you sound ridiculously intoxicated.
I like it, though.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
13 dolphins, Holly. 13 dolphins and a pineapple. 13 dolphins.
I'll say no.
If you have a dolphin.
Sea mammal.
No sea mammal can be in that rough. All right. So we're all saying no?
Now, Crystal, tell me, have you ever been incarcerated before?
No, never.
All right.
Pretty obvious.
Go.
Okay. Last one. And Miguel thinks this one's going to be a doozy.
All right. Her name is Bubbles.
Yes. Now, have we ever talked to a Bubbles before? I feel like we have somewhere.
I don't remember. Okay. I didn't verify this at all.
Okay.
But she did say her name was Bubbles, and she also was one of the girls who kind of had a crowd of men around her, was talking to her, and so I kind of butted my way in.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I sure did. And so I just asked Bubbles to describe her tattoo.
All right, Bubbles, I want you to describe. Oh, first off, do you have a tattoo?
Like 3 or 4, or maybe possibly 5.
Okay, describe to me your prominent tattoo.
It'd be like Fisherman of Men, my Christian tattoo on my left wrist.
She has the Christian fish.
Oh, okay. There's no way.
But she doesn't know if she has 3 or 5.
She was a little unclear at the time.
It's okay. Miguel sounds like he's unclear about a lot of things.
That's true.
You know.
A little foggy.
Okay, Holly, jail or no jail?
I say jail.
Really?
Yes. I feel like the people who are the nicest are the ones you never see coming.
You think the fish would be there to throw you off?
Yes. Either that or, like, you know, it started off and she was a young girl and she was all very pure and then went buck wild later in life.
I disagree. I say no jail. I say no jail on this one. Let's find out.
Have you ever been incarcerated before?
Yes.
Nice.
I was going to say no.
I'm like, yes. Totally yes. I have made a whole total thing going on, but you're not ready for that, so no. It's okay. You ready?
Now, please describe to me your...
It says, gentlemen.
Wait, what? What are
this
you saying
is,
here?
You can't
this,
really hear.
Like,
I had
if
to,
I was drunk, I could understand, but I don't know what
I had to beep
about.
It out. It's the tattoo that some people have over their in their lower back.
Their tramp stamp.
Oh, I didn't think we could say that, so I beeped it out.
Oh.
So this is her tramp stamp. Describing her tramp stamp.
Thing going on, but you're not ready for that, so no. It's okay. You ready?
Now, please describe to me your...
It says, gentlemen, start your engines, baby. Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my girl, Bubbles.
Now, see, if I would have known about that tattoo, I would have said jail. If you have a gentleman starts your engines tattoo, you have been just
ravaged
to jail.
Ravaged?
Like, yes.
As I was editing down today's show, I realized that at the very beginning of recording this podcast, I got my dad being annoying about the shorts, but like it's just for a quick second, but we can actually just play this for you. Listen.
Black shorts.
We're not doing this right now.
He said not. Mm-mm. Not right now.
They only have 2 pair that I like, so I'm wearing the same over and over.
Okay.
Do your parents do that too? Are they just annoying, like hyper annoying about something until you just do it. Oh, man. I got to send those shorts, so we'll just STFU. All right. Love you so much. Thank you for joining the show. Tomorrow, brand new Ask a Mom. And a lot of great phone calls on the way, too.
Hi, Kramer. Mom and Nancy. This is Lauren. Okay, Kramer. I think if their trip was planned first, I'm not having a pet sitter come to my house. I'll take my dog to a nice kennel before I just let anybody into my house. Like, I'm private like that. I don't know. Then from Adam's Apple, you hear horror stories of people who take their dog for walks and they get loose. Like, no, that's a no for me. And if they have planned their trip so your mom could watch the dog, and then your mom decided to go to your house, that's one thing. But yeah, I mean, it would hurt my feelings that only I got less time with my mom, who I only see a couple times a year. But also see your brother saying if he planned his trip and your mom had agreed to watch the dog. So it kind of depends on what happened first. Have a good one.
Hey, Kramer. This is Michelle from San Diego. I just about lost my damn mind when I heard today's Ask My Mom. Now, I'm not a mother, do want to be one day, but not a mother, and if my husband ever said that to me, with three kids, especially three young kids and a baby, I would lose it on him. That is totally uncalled for, totally unfair. I don't think he understands that taking feedings overnight for a baby means waking up every few hours, and that's if you're having a good night with such a young infant, you know. They only sleep for a couple hours at a time and then wake up hungry again. So her naps are completely justified. In fact, she should take more naps, because I think having a healthy mind for the mom is healthiest for her kids. And if the house is a little dirty, who cares? You know, maybe on the weekend they can spend an extra hour or two cleaning together. That way they're not so overwhelmed during the week. That is crazy. She deserves all the naps in the world, in my opinion. All right, thank you. Love you forever. Bye.
Hey, Kramer, Mom and Nancy. It's Lauren again. The husband who was complaining that his wife slept from 10 to 12, she's waking up during the night feeding the baby. So unless he wants to get up and feed the baby every couple hours and interrupt his sleep, then he can complain. I don't have any kids, and yes, you can't, you know, take a nap during your work day, and there's plenty of moms who have to go to work after waking up during, you know, the middle of the night, and they can't take a nap. But, you know, if you have a 12-week-old baby and you're waking up every few hours and you could be the best mom you could be for your kid, and you're never going to get everything done, I think the dad needs to shut up.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.